You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Now then, football friends. I've got one of your favourite features in my back pocket. I'm going to get my hand, I'm going to put it in my back pocket. I'm going to move past, my wallet. No, there's nothing in that again. But what's in that side pocket? Why would you have a side pocket in your back pocket? I don't know, move on. What's in that side pocket, Alex? I think it is footballer love letters. I've got a love letter to a footballer in my back pocket. No, you haven't, Alex. You got it in your side pocket. Moving on, this, football friends, is the part of the show when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain players, or when a certain player scores an amazing goal. And you know what? It makes me feel a real tingle inside. Okay. Well, I'm allowed tingles. Have you got tingles? I've got shingles, Alex. Okay, we're moving on. I know it's hard for men to open up about their feelings, but if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite players or a goal his team scored, we turn into Shakespeare, we turn into Keats, we turn into E.E. Cummings, or we turn into Alvaro Morata discussing his love for wet hair gel. Yes, Alvaro, you've put too much on again, haven't you? The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. So the other day, I was minding my own business like I do. I don't get involved with most things. I was minding my own business watching Liverpool versus Man City, and a man who did near on nothing for Arsenal for 4 years picked up the ball and scored a power driver. Yes, a power driver. That isn't a drill from home base. That is a way to describe a goal. That man was Alex Oxlade Chamberlain. Yes, he has got three names, but all of them are quite nice in their own separate ways. Then, as I was watching that goal, this song by Al Green popped on my radio. How strange. I don't know why that happened. I've got to sort that radio out. But what a brilliant idea, Al Green. I'll write a love letter to Alex. Not me, the Liverpool player. Even though I do write my own love letters. What, to yourself? You're all weird. Yeah, move on. So this letter is addressed to Mr. A.O. Chambo. Anfield Stadium, Anfield Road, hopefully it gets to him with that name, Anfield Road, Liverpool, L40TH, England. Last week we did Virgil van Dijk, we're doing Chamber again. Poor Anfield Stadium's going to be inundated with letters from the Football Hour, penned by me. So, football friends, this is what I'm calling Footballer Love Letters. I hope you enjoy it, Oxtail. Here we go with the music. Is it going to come? Oh yeah. Dear Mr. Ox, first off, I like you. It's not yet love, but I really, really like you. I can't honestly say the L word yet, but you are well on your way. Also, this infatuation I have with you, oxymoron, is built around my love for not your football game, but your Insta game. Remarkably, your Insta game is on a level with your footy game, which is, I guess, somewhat depressing and somewhat commendable. You've also done remarkably well in the girlfriend department. That blonde from Little Mix, ding dong. I guess you took the football term stick it in the mix, literally. Okay, move on. I don't want to annoy you, mate, but my only worry with you and Pezza from Little Mix is that she may be into me as well. I didn't want to tell you this, but last year me and Perry had a moment, and it came just after you won the FA Cup final at Wembo. I was leaving the stadium and she was leaving the stadium, and she ran over to me, said, "Are you Mernsey from the Football Hour?" And she asked for a selfie. Apparently she's a massive fan. I promise you, Ox and football friends, it happened like that. I just didn't go over to her saying I'm a massive Little Mix fan and asked her for a selfie. That would be incredibly uncool and very out of character for me. Yeah, we're going to move on again. That goal at the weekend, though, was a pinger. It was a peng pinger, a proper pengy ping right in the bottom corner. I loved it. Oh, yes. I loved the fact it crossed the ground. It was a great goal to watch. And you beat Edison, who is a class keeper. Oxy boy, I was impressed with you, not just with the goal, but your whole performance. You were like a mad dog from the off, pressing those City midfielders until they misplaced passes. I know you shouldn't say this, but was Wenger, was he holding you back? Was he holding you back, question mark? Like, that's awful to say, but you were playing in every position other than the one you are now. Left wing back, right wing back. I'm surprised he didn't try you in net. Anyway, Kloppy has got you now, and you'll do great. Good luck for the rest of the season, and well done on a cracking goal. Keep up the good starts, and you'll never walk alone. You did that joke last week, Alex. Oh, yeah, I need to sign off the letter. Big love. Yours faithfully, Alex Mearns. Very depressed. Young Football Hour presenter. No, I'm not. I'm having a lot of fun. Are the mics still on? Yes, they are, Alex. Right, so all I've got to say now is I hope you enjoyed the letter, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Liverpool, keep up the good work. You're playing tremendously, and I'll keep doing love letters to you if you keep going like that. I've been Alex Mills. This has been the Football Hour Love Letters.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.